I would get like psycho obsessed with shit. You know?
Can't stop catching trains. Another train on a Sunday. It's the unemployment hour bonus train. Just on my way to pick up my friend Chris, who you may know from the Grown Man Coloring podcast. We're going to go play some catch. I'm going to go have a catch, hit the ball around a little bit. I'm going to pitch to him from a mound, and he's going to hit it. Probably out of the park, because I'm a shitty pitcher. And he's, even though he's never played baseball before, he's probably a better hitter than I'm a pitcher, and that's what we're going to do. But I'm stuck at a train. Fucking trains! Just listening to a little Bill Burr Monday morning podcast there. You should listen to it. It's much better than this shit. But yeah, everywhere a guy goes, there's a train. So yeah, so you know, make a positive out of a negative and you get another podcast. Josh Kyle is going to join us out at the ballpark too. And it'll be some fun times. He's back in town. You can catch him on the latest episode of Grown Man Coloring. He was a guest host. So go check that out. gmcpod.podbean.com. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play. Fucking train. Keeps going. Tweet us at gmcpod. And yeah. What else is there to talk about? Bryce Harper got injured. So that sucks. Luckily, there's no ligament tear, but he's got a bone bruise. And I guess Devin Travis, took him a while to recover from a bone bruise. He's on the 10-day DL right now. So already he's gone for 10 days. Hopefully that's the extent of it. But apparently Devin Travis was gone for a lot longer than 10 days when he got a bone bruise. So, the train's done. The train's done, and hopefully Bryce Harper's injury will be done sooner rather than later, kind of like that train was. So, oh man, should I stay vamping and surprise Chris with a little you're on the podcast-ness? Or would that be, I don't know, he came over and podcasted yesterday and basically had to listen to me wax poetic and gush about Omega Okada 3, which you should all check out, even if you don't like pro wrestling. Just look it up. Omega Okada 3 from the G1 Climax day 17, I think. I think it's day 17, the final match of the B block. Wow. Whoa. What a match. What a series. What a trilogy. What a trilogy of matches. And the G1 final took place today between between the winner of Kazuchika Okada and Kenny Omega. Took on Tetsuya Naito. And the winner of that has a shot at the IWGP Heavyweight Championship at Wrestle Kingdom. So, I'm really rooting for Kenny Omega to pull out that match against Kazuchika Okada. And then if he's to win that match against Kazuchika Okada, I'm really pulling for him to take that match against Tetsuya Naito and wrestle. You know, if Okada keeps the title until Wrestle Kingdom, it would be another rematch for the IWGP Heavyweight title, Kenny Omega versus Kazuchika Okada. So I really hope that happens, but we'll have to see. I'm going to watch the match tonight. After I go for supper at my parents' house, they're gonna host us. My good friend from India, Dev, our good friend, a family friend. We're gonna have a barbecue. He's in town, so it'll be great to see Dev. He's always a wealth of wisdom. I wish that he was the one making the food for the barbecue, because he is East Indian, and I love Indian food. And Dev makes some of the best Indian food around. It is remarkable, the stuff he is able to do in a kitchen. With the right ingredients, he's the best. So I doubt that he's going to be... He is our guest. So I doubt that we would invite him out to our house when he's here from India and make him cook for us. I don't think that would be a great, nice thing to do. But it would be a nice thing to eat. But, I mean, I would like to think that we're more... better hosts than that. But selfishly, I'm hoping that we're not. Okay, well, I am pulling up to my friend Christopher's house right now. He is waiting for me. So should I maybe, perhaps I should get his point of view on things. Maybe, I don't know, there's probably a way to make a funny joke about this. He's probably not expecting to be on a podcast. So I will keep rambling on, and I guess I'll shut it off when he gets here. So thanks for listening. Oh, there you go. Thanks for listening. He's here. He's here now. Would you like to say hi?
Hi.
I caught a train. Another fucking bonus train.
No way.
Never. All right. So have a good one.